Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all. And just one look at teams like Team 2-2 with Chad Reed, Star Racing, Hardin Huntington, and of course our own team consisting of Dean Wilson, Martin Davalos, Blake Baggett, Justin Hill, Darren Durham, and Tyler Rattray, we make champions. Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit, we race.
Ryan Villopoto, St. Louis, what a crazy race. Okay, first of all, you're riding great. You get the third, you pass on a yellow restart, single file restart. You get penalized three spots, catch and pass everybody again, take the lead, and then a little bit of controversy at the end of the night that worked out to nothing happened. You won the race, but what a crazy night.
Yeah, it was intense. The first start was got a decent one and fought for a good position. Barsha came in there and was kind of like into a power slide, which sent me kind of into a power slide. And
almost went down.
Stu was able to get underneath of us, and then came out like fourth or so, and then had to make some moves quick, and I made a costly mistake and rolled the takeoff of the triple and then doubled afterwards. Mike was in front of me, and obviously he's not that easy to pass. So, I was a little antsy, so I made a mistake.
But that was you accept that? That was yeah. But you know what? Millsaps told me that Dungy did the same thing.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was crazy, and yeah, it was for sure. I doubled on that and got docked.
And we watched the video, or we didn't watch the video, but you watched the video, and the second pass was after the yellows. Is that what the AMA determined?
Basically, yeah. We rolled the triple, passed the red cross, and then it was two yellow flags, and then Kanairi was up on his bike, mm-hmm. getting ready to take off, and that's what the dispute is about. We had already passed red cross, and we didn't double anything, and I passed in the next turn.
When you were out there and you did it, did you see anything wrong with it in your mind? Were you like, ooh, or was it when you did it, were you okay?
Yeah, I mean, you're not thinking of anything. Right. You're just nothing.
Let's talk about the race tonight. Besides that, all that that brouhaha, we've been talking about waiting for this dirt and this track, and we've mentioned it. You were fast all day long. You're feeling it. Your best ride of the season, huh?
Yeah, for sure. We made some really good changes this week, and I feel like it's we're in a good position. But yeah, the track promoted racing. Other than the small whoops, that was obviously if they would have had big whoops, it would have been really, probably treacherous and a bit sketchy just because the dirt is so soft. But maybe a bigger set, a little bit shorter. The whoops were kind of a straightaway pretty much. But the rest of the track, it promoted racing and passing, so that was – we haven't seen that all year. It's the first one.
Yeah, it really is. And you can see all day that with your style of riding, you were loving it with the traction and being able to – really turn the throttle and steer with the rear. In the main, when you got in front of James, purposely you put the hammer down, you're like, I got to get away, because it did seem like in a lap and a half, you had about 3 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, when we did that restart, I tried to make some quick moves, and James was right there, and I knew it was going to be a race, and passed him, and passed me back, passed him again, and so, yeah, it was a crazy race on the side of a lot of battling going on.
Offset change in your triple clamps. Did you go in or out?
That's for you to try to find out.
I think you probably went in.
I don't know.
Is it something that you tried before the year and then you didn't like it and now you just you went back?
Nothing. It's brand new.
So a brand new setting brand that you new like. Setting. So brand new triple clamp setting, brand new Ryan Villopoto. And I think you are 11 points out of the lead. Is that right?
12
yeah.
You got to feel pretty good?
I mean, it just feels good. It was big gains during the week and big gains this weekend, and I feel like we're in a great position. I just felt comfortable all day riding, and it just was you know, easy to do that. I wasn't fighting it like I've seemed to been.
Is this something where it's this setting, though, may not work next week in Daytona, different track, a little outdoor, a little weird setting?
Every year I've ever raced Daytona, whatever setting is working on the weekends prior or, you know, leading up to Daytona has worked at Daytona. You know, it's a unique place, but it's still – it has a jump, supercross jumps and things like that, so you can't stray too far from our normal setting. Actually, we run our normal setting when we go there.
The days of us testing when Tim Ferry podiumed in 03, more of an outdoor setting, we changed a lot of things. Those days are over.
It's over. Give it up, Mathis. Give it up.
All right, hey, well, great job tonight. What a ride coming from the back twice, so good job.
Thanks.